The new school year begins on September 1st, 2014, the first Monday in the month, and the Ministry of Education is doing all it can to ensure a smooth start. The ministry is seeking to assure school administrators that all tuition and maintenance grants for secondary and primary schools have been deposited into their accounts. At the same time, parents and guardians are being urged to make every effort to pay auxiliary fees. The ministry is advising, however, that no child is to be turned away from school if their parents are unable to pay the auxiliary fees.
Auxiliary fees are not optional, but they are considered to be a part of the school fees to be borne by parents. We're encouraging parents to discuss their challenges with the school administrators and to work out reasonable payment plans, which you should try as best as possible to stick to so that the schools are able to balance their budgets.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean. She's reminding that students on the Program of Advancement through Health and Education PATH continue to be exempt from paying auxiliary fees. However, this year, the government will contribute $2,000 towards the auxiliary fees of PATH students.
The Ministry of Education will be providing to each school this year $2,000 as contribution towards the auxiliary fees for students on PATH as well as wards of the state. And so this is the first that the ministry is doing this, and we expect that it will go a long way or far way in terms of assisting in balancing the budgets at the high school level.
Dr. McLean has a recommendation which may help reduce the amount spent on auxiliary fees.
We're also asking that where possible, that parents try to see how they can secure some of the items that are usually placed on the auxiliary fees overall cost. Items such as epaulets, badges, lab coats, if these can be taken from a previous sibling or from a friend who perhaps went to that school and would have used it before, then that can also be used to minimize the cost.
This year, the Ministry of Education has allocated over $973 million for textbooks, with a view to ensuring that all students in primary and high school have the required books.
We are happy to say that at least 90% of our books are already delivered to our schools. We have completed delivery at the primary level, and we expect that at the secondary level, the delivery will be completed by the second week in September, which would only be about 1 or 2% of our schools for that week.
Where books have to be purchased, the ministry is urging teachers to provide a schedule of when the required textbooks will be used. This will help parents avoid the expense and inconvenience of trying to purchase all the textbooks at once. Electricity bills for all schools have been paid heading into the new school year, and the schools are being urged to use electricity as judiciously as possible.
The Ministry of Education has cleared all the arrears, over $101 million. We have paid off. We have also paid all the electricity bills for all the schools up to the end of July, over $45 million. And so all schools now have a clean slate as of the end of July.
Studies show that on any given day, as much as 30% of students come to school hungry. To help alleviate this problem, the Ministry of Education has expanded the school feeding program to incorporate infant schools. Approximately 70% of students at infant schools will receive free breakfast and lunch 3 days per week under the school feeding program starting this September. Parents are being asked to make a contribution of $40 to $60 to help offset the cost of the lunches for the other 2 days.
Difficult to do, expensive, but we think it is necessary because so many of our children, it is impossible for them to learn because they do not have the adequate nutrition.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites. Having made all these plans and preparations to welcome students back to school, Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean, on behalf of the ministry, is wishing all students a successful academic year.
Ladies and gentlemen, we want to wish our children, generally speaking, right across the education system, all the best for the school year, and we do look forward to another successful school year.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.